People can already get a federal tax break on money they set aside in health savings accounts. This plan would provide a state tax credit as well. Right now, Wisconsin is one of only six states where contributions to the accounts are taxed. Marinette Assembly Republican John Nygren says changing that puts money in people's pockets.
These are options for people throughout our state, people that are paying our salaries, people that are paying our taxes. So let's give them what residents throughout the whole country in most cases already are taking advantage of.
But the tax credit would come at a price of $48 million to the state's treasury, adding to a budget deficit that's already estimated at around $3 billion. On top of that, La Crosse Assembly Democrat Jennifer Schilling says there's no evidence that health savings accounts will create jobs in Wisconsin.
This is missing the mark, and it's $48 million that we're talking about, a hit to the state. And I'm not comfortable if this is going to be a $48 million cut to our schools, to our human services, to health care, to public safety.
That tax break passed with only Republican votes. The same goes for another two-year tax break for companies from other states or countries that move to Wisconsin. Republicans say that sends an important symbolic message to businesses. Democrats contend it might sound good, but will do nothing to help the economy. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.